This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Claire, what is a gratitude journal?
It's just like a normal journal, but it's one where you focus on all the positives in life, especially during crazy times when you don't always find them.
Okay, are you someone who has kept a gratitude journal even before these quote-unquote crazy times?
I've kept the journal on and off throughout my life, but often it takes different forms. Like, yeah, some years it's focusing on the Bible reading or focusing on things I'm doing or on, you know, raising kids. But this year's been specifically a gratitude journal.
Why did you decide this year has to be a gratitude journal year?
My mother-in-law actually gave me a beautiful journal for Christmas, but it was kind of like one with just had the dates, and it was too small to write my usual, you know, flowery journal. So I thought, right, it's going to be a gratitude journal. I'm just going to focus on a few things each day that give me, you know, encouragement.
Have you been able to do that, Claire? Because you are a teacher. This has been a difficult year for you and your peers, as well as many other people across our land, across our world. But has it been difficult to find even a few things each day to be grateful for?
It hasn't been at all hard to find things to be grateful for. I must admit there have been weeks where there's nothing written down because I forgot. But there's always things to be grateful for if you look for them. There really are.
And what kinds of things do you write down? Without trying to pry too much into your journal, Claire, but if you could reveal to us some of the things that you write down.
Well, things like, you know, things, classes that went well, or, you know, weekend bushwalks, or sometimes it's as simple as being, you know, grateful for sunshine or early marks or the smiles from the kids. Because, you know, when you teach, you often just have a blank screen and nothing. But there's always one or two kids that pop up and say hi and, you know, make your day. So it really is sometimes really random things that you'd normally take for granted. But it's like, no, I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have a national park down the road. I'm grateful that I have technology. I'm grateful that my children are generally happy. Like, sometimes they're just the simple things that we don't, yeah, stop and say thank you for.
Claire, I can see this being quite helpful in the moment, day to day, like just stopping to take stock of what you can be grateful for. But have you noticed any sort of longer term positive effects of keeping a gratitude journal?
Yeah, during the day, it actually makes you stop and say, I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, often I do similar thing on Facebook with photos. I take photos of things I'm grateful for that otherwise you might, you know, just gloss over. But it makes you look for things to be grateful for, because it's like, I'm going to write that down later, or I'm going to take a photo of that. So I just think it helps us focus on all the positives when things aren't always positive.
Sounds like it's kind of changed your perspective on life, keeping this gratitude journal, Claire.
It really has. I'm normally a pretty optimistic person anyway, but sometimes you need a reminder. Like, our church has been doing these beautiful devotions every morning at 8 o'clock. And, you know, one of the ones that really stuck out to me was, there's so much we can whinge about, but there's also so much we can be grateful for. So it is perspective. And so occasionally, like, sometimes I look at my Facebook posts and occasionally I have a rant. But normally I do try to bring out the positive and remind people that there is beauty in the world and God is good.
So, Claire, I take it you're recommending this to all of us.
I certainly do. It's really good to focus on that, the good stuff in life.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.